Chapter 16, The War of the Milds. The Aldhelm gasped, squinted, and placed a hand over his chest.
You, Princess, what are you doing here? How did you get in here?
He said with a sharp, whispery tone. Princess Angel said, I need your help, Aldmeron.
My help? Why me? What for? Do you know how much trouble I could get in for you being here right now? I'm already at odds with the Earl.
He slowed his breathing and gathered himself. My apologies, Princess Angel. I mean no disrespect. But do you realize the entire royal community is searching for you? They think you're kidnapped.
The princess shook her head.
No, that's just what they're telling people. The royal community has been corrupted. I suspect the Feld. Me and another think there's a mole somewhere, corrupting minds.
The Aldhelm raised his eyebrows and plopped to the chair at his desk.
A mole. Goodness, that explains a lot. What unsettling news.
Yes, it is.
Aldmeron placed a hand on his forehead and leaned over his desk. Then, almost suddenly, he placed his hand down and glanced at the princess.
But why have you come here, to the South Rabble Temple? What help could I possibly offer the princess?
Princess Angel grabbed a seat in front of him and said, I believe the royal community is keeping things from me, and keeping me from the world, and I have a sneaking suspicion you can shed some light on these things.
What makes you think that?
I've spent many days in Harmony Garden, Aldhelm. Every day I'm there, you step into the Shrine of the Milds, pick a flower, and place it in the lake, and most others in the garden always appear less than pleased. I almost always see Aldhelms revered among the people in Medanove, but I rarely see them looked at the way others look at you when you do this.
What does it mean?
The Aldhelm sat up in his chair, a slack expression on his face.
You don't know about the Shrine of the Milds?
Angel said, It's like I've told you, Aldhelm. The royal community has kept things from me. I need help understanding the past. It may help me understand what's wrong with our kingdom right now, and do my part in fixing it.
What purpose would the king and queen have for keeping history from you? And how do you know you can trust me over them?
Angel glanced downward and slumped in her chair. She couldn't tell him she believed they were keeping her own identity from her. How could she tell him about her throwing a man through the air effortlessly or becoming unseen to everyone else? What if he thought she was crazy? Or what if she was something that no one wanted around and it would scare him away?
Well, said Angel, thinking of an alternative answer, if I knew all those answers, I wouldn't be here, would I? I don't know exactly why they're keeping this from me.
That's a fair point, Princess.
Aldmeron rubbed his chin.
It just baffles me that you'd come to me for these things. You have access to the royal sage, even. What makes you think I have the answers he doesn't?
Any Aldhelm is anything but lowly, Aldmeron. The Aldhelms were put in place to hold even the sage accountable, if need be. In fact, is it not their wisdom from their gift to learn and decipher the ancient tales that discovers who the blessed sage is? Is it not the Aldhelms who aid the king when the time comes in telling a false sage from a true one?
Aldmeron folded his arms and leaned back in his chair, knitting his brows.
I thank you for viewing us in such high regard, Princess, but I must confess, you've put me in quite the predicament here. If I'm caught harboring you in my temple, the consequences could be dire.
Another reason I came to you, Aldmeron, said the princess. Any other Aldhelm would turn me in to spare themselves. But I can see something different in you, and I know you want what's best for our kingdom. Lucky for me, your convictions overpower your need for survival.
The Aldhelm's smile stretched over his face.
Indeed, princess.
After a pause, the princess scooted closer and placed her hands on his desk.
Please, Aldhelm. My own family is hunting me down to lock me away and keep me secret. I don't know who I can turn to. I need answers. I need your help.
He rubbed his hands together, snickered, then scooted closer to his desk.
Very well. I will tell you everything I can, but you must leave after. Us being caught here will help neither of us.
Thank you, Aldhelm.
He tipped his head.
The Shrine of the Milds was built during the War of the Milds ages ago. As the Feld had continued to attack our kingdom, the Milds, with incredible powers, came to protect us. As a way to thank them, we built a shrine in their honor. However, the Milds consistently told us not to do that, lest they be tempted with pride and join the Feld. What's more, the humans were given the Milds as a protection because of the Song of Buon, but their focus on the Milds deafened Baron's ears to the song, as it distracted them. The Feld took advantage of this, using their magic to deceive man into believing they were the Milds, and then taking them over. All in all, the shrines and overwhelming praise of the Milds delivered poor results. Rumors came of the Milds leaving us for our inability to heed their advice, which, they said, came directly from a spirit. But we turned away and listened to them, so they stuck around. The Milds helped us develop the kingdom we have today, and even chose the Blessed Sage to help guide us through future dilemmas. They gave us guidelines and rules directly from a spirit for us to follow. Some kings did follow this, others didn't. The first kings broke many rules. They threw celebrations in the Veiled rather than in the festives, which angered the Milds, for the Veiled was a sacred place, capable of wielding the power of a spirit. They conquered kingdoms and stole their gold and silver, when they were instructed to conquer and only destroy the shrines but take nothing. One rule after another was broken, making the Milds grow impatient with us. The final broken rule that sent the Milds away was the rebuilding of the shrine in Harmony Garden. This caused a bit of controversy among the people in Medanove, so the Aldhelm of the temple that built the shrine told us that if the people truly wanted it taken down, he would leave it up to us. So he pointed at the flowers planted by the shrine and said, "If anyone wishes to see the shrine destroyed, pick a flower and place it in the water. You may only pick one, and you may only do so every day. If anyone wishes to see the shrine kept, plant a flower. If ever there are no more flowers, the shrine will be destroyed." First, many grabbed a flower, but as time went on, fewer people showed up to pick them, as we all became complacent with the shrine in our presence. Eventually, there was no need to plant any more flowers because so many had bloomed and so few had picked them. My grandfather was only a child then, but ever since, he's passed along the tradition that every one of his children follow in his steps. Between his childhood and now, the Milds left us and they left Medanove for good. Most people didn't care, for rumors came that the Feld were also locked away in the abyss, never to return. Truth is, they should have returned sooner. There's only one reason the return has been so delayed. Your father. Angel's eyes widened and she sank in her chair. The Aldhelm continued, "When your father was selected king, he immediately reversed nearly all the rules broken by the kings before him. He defended our kingdom against many attacks, including the Evergrove giant. He also destroyed a slowly rising empire in Ilvora, threatening to replace Medanove as the highest of the 12. But each time, he took nothing from those he conquered. He regarded the Veiled as a sanctuary, only to be used for the sage at the proper time, and reclaimed use of the festives for celebrations. Our kingdom turned around when he took the throne, and has been growing more powerful since." The princess felt her eyes glisten and wiped them. After the Aldhelm said nothing else, she said, "So what happened to my father, then? Why has he had such a change of heart?" The Aldhelm shrugged. "I don't know. You know him better than I. The gold and the shrine are two of the few things your father has yet to reverse. I always assumed it was because he was busy doing other things and would get around to it, as there was a lot that needed fixing when he took the throne, and still does, frankly. Apparently, I was wrong. Perhaps this mole you speak of is getting to your father without him realizing." Angel's knee bounced up and down as thoughts raced through her mind. "But what can I do? How can I find this mole?" "You don't want to do that." "Why not?" "The Feld are incredibly powerful, princess. They could kill you with a breath, and if you threaten them, they will. You can't let on that you know about them." Angel huffed. "Well, then what do I do?" The Aldhelm shook his head somberly. "Unless the king can be convinced to start listening to the sage, the Feld will destroy us." "That's not going to happen. Both the royal sage and I have tried, but he's not listening to anyone." "Then we will face the Feld once again." Angel gripped his desk with fury and stared him down. "Something must be done." "Quiet," the Aldhelm said. "You can't let anyone know you're here, remember?" Her glare intensified. "We have to defeat the Feld. I cannot watch my kingdom fall and do nothing about it. The Milds are the only power great enough to face the Feld's magic." Her eyes shook. "Fine. Where are they?" "The Milds?" She nodded. "How much do you know about the Milds?" She shook her head. Not much. Only that they're very powerful beings. They're more than that. They were created from light and song. They exist in a different realm than we do, and like the Feld, they can choose whether or not to be seen in our realm. It's impossible to find them, Princess.
We have to try.
I don't think you understand. It can't be done. Even if you did miraculously find them, the shrine still stands. Our kingdom is filled with cursed gold and silver. They won't help us unless we turn from those behaviors that draw the Feld from the abyss.
Ald Marin, Angel said, her voice growing weaker, eyes now brimming.
Please, help me. My father and mother are keeping me locked away. The royal community acts as if I don't even exist. I have no one. Please, Ald Marin, I need you to help me.
The Aldhelm stood from his chair, a calm demeanor about him. He walked around to his desk, took a risk so big he'd worried he'd gone crazy, and hugged her. To his surprise, she fought him not, but returned the hug, softly letting her tears fall on his robe.
I'm so sorry to hear you're going through such a difficult time, Princess, said Ald Marin. Believe me, I wish I could help you, but there's nothing I can do.